What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm looking at this article, came out of What's Up With That, where scientists over at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology are predicting more extreme storms from California due to warming. But there's already a problem in the climate model that they're using for the prediction doesn't match history. And one of the big problems with the global warming cult, as it were, is the over-reliance on computer models and the failure to go back and validate that they're actually mimicking something approaching reality. Now, computers are just wonderful calculating machines, but they're only going to produce a result based on whatever assumptions and raw data are fed into them. Garbage in, garbage out. And we've got quotes from some of the so-called lights of the global warming cult saying, we don't need to go out and make field measurements. We have the model. The model tells us what we want to see. And that, of course, is complete, utter nonsense. If your model is not mimicking reality, the model is flawed. Now, given that these are people at MIT, I can understand a certain arrogance from them. My father went to MIT and I got to see the personality up close. It's not just that they must be right, everybody else must be proven wrong. And sometimes that institutional arrogance can blind them to the fact that, yeah, they are, in fact, making some mistakes here. All righty, let's grab some phone calls. Dorothy in Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. I have a question, and I could be really slow on the uptake on this. What is a land trust fund, and is it legal for retired teachers to invest in?
Boy, we're off the edge of the map here, and I think you're going to have to talk to your financial planner about that. I mean, if you look at my bank account, you realize I'm nobody's expert on how to make money. So, but I think the reason for caution...
I'm not a teacher. I'm not a teacher. I just don't know what a land trust fund is. I'm sorry.
You're gonna need a financial analyst to work with you on that, and I say that out of an abundance of caution, because remember, back in 2008, everybody was being told these mortgage-backed securities were a great investment, and they turned out to be outright fraudulent. So you're going to have to invest the time and recruit some expert help to look at this and see if it's really going to work on out. Because unfortunately, as we're seeing, there is a huge amount of fraud in the entire financial sector. They're allowed to get away with it because it makes it look like the economy is still moving forward. But at this point, and this is just a personal opinion and not meant to guide anybody else, but if I have any investment capital at all, I'd be putting it into silver and gold. Although I learned the hard way that those gold coins lose their value when you eat the chocolate bit out of the middle.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Sorry I couldn't be more help. Switch over to Scott in Norfolk. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I just had a question or a comment about the increasingly what's become the surveillance state here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that this is going to be part of the downfall of this corrupt government, because I think what's happened is the citizens really, they know that all their phone calls can be pulled up, all their emails can be pulled up at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to avoid that happening is to stay under the radar. And I think what's going to happen is, I know that politicians and the government, certain agencies of the government, do a lot of polling all the time, every day, especially after news stories. They send out trial balloons to see how the public's going to handle a certain policy. And the feedback they're getting is not the honest feedback. I think a lot of citizens who are getting polled are not telling the truth, because they know, listen, my calls are being, they could be pulled up at any time. I'm going to give the answer I think that they want. And what I think is going to happen is the government's going to get ahead of itself. It's going to pull certain things when it starts taking rights away from us, and the polls are going to show, oh, the public will take this, when in reality,
mm-hmm.
the public doesn't like it.
No, you're absolutely right.
I think they're going to cross the line, the Rubicon, and it's going to be too late, and they're going to get a spontaneous reaction to the sort that Tunisia got when that government official slapped the face of that vendor salesperson. Remember what you know I'm talking about in Tunisia when the inspection official.
Yeah, I remember that one. Well, there's another model. There's another model you can look at, and that, of course, is the revolution in Romania that brought down Ceausescu. Because 2 weeks before it all fell apart, anybody looking around Romania would have said, well, the Romanian people are happy with this. Yes, there's TV cameras on every street pole and everything, but they seem to be okay. And then all of a sudden, there was this sporting event, and there was an upset there, and it just spawned this spontaneous political rally. And 2 weeks later, Ceausescu was machine gunned to death on Romanian national television. It could happen just that fast. And you're absolutely right about people being constrained in their poll responses by the awareness of all the surveillance. And there's a real-world example of that. It goes back to something called the Combat Arms Survey, which was being given to Marines all across America to ask them, would they fire on American citizens who resisted gun confiscation? And I knew this gentleman who'd been at 29 Palms when this was going down. He was doing some graphics work for us when we were still in North Hollywood. A really nice guy, like most military I know, strict constitutionalist. And he said that everybody in the unit said that they would, yes, that they would agree to shoot American citizens who resisted gun confiscation because that was clearly what the officers wanted to hear. He says the reality is that no, none of them would have actually done it. And so polls can be influenced by a wide variety of ways, and people can start believing their own propaganda. That's always a danger sign, whether it's in politics or even in Hollywood. If you believe your own PR, you're headed for a major, major fall. But I think one of the reasons that we are in such a dangerous time is, and the 2016 election showed it, our elites are seriously out of touch with what's going on with ordinary Americans, with us deplorables, the flyovers. And they really got caught by surprise at the anger that's out here. There's rebellion is still in the air, as far as I can tell. I'm hoping that under President Trump, we can do a 180 and start that long, slow march back to a constitutional republic with a democratically elected government. But we still might not be able to avoid a Soviet Union-style collapse.
Well, here's another, and I agree with what you said, but here's another on a different subject. When you get these surveillance states, and I don't think we're as advanced in it socially as the Soviet Union was. I think there's a lot of people still asleep in our country compared to what was going on in the Soviet Union. But there's a lot of citizens who will use that surveillance state to their advantage, whether it be through a messy divorce, they want to report their wife or their husband is doing something unpatriotic or illegal. And I saw this when I visited Bulgaria and Poland.
Yes.
Where they are still trying to come to terms with releasing information on folks that basically, spied on their neighbors. There were so many of them.
Same thing in Nazi Germany. And we're already going down that path right now because Facebook is not allowing regular Facebook users to post articles from my website to their Facebook timeline because somebody anonymously has complained. And so we're being turned into a nation of people who are spying and snitching on each other, just as happened under the Nazis. We're definitely heading down there. But people are kind of aware of what's going on. Once they lose confidence and trust and faith in the government, it's only a matter of time before it starts to come apart. And I'm afraid that because Donald Trump is going to be dealing with this economic collapse, that he too will lose the trust of the American people, and that will be our last chance at avoiding a Soviet Union-style collapse will be gone.
Well, here's my take on Trump, and I'm a recovering liberal. I'm no longer part of the Democratic Party.
You got mugged.
I lost I lost faith in it the moment you told me about underwater volcanoes and that global warming was a scam, which I agree.
Yes.
And when Obama and Kerry lied about Syria having weapons of mass destruction. Here's what I told people, my conservative friends and liberal friends, about Trump before the election. I said, this is not a normal election. A lot of us are not voting for somebody who represents our values. We are voting for basically a dragon slayer. And we don't care if he's a nice guy. We don't care if he's a good guy. We don't care if he's nice to his dog. We don't care. We want him to slay the dragon, which is the establishment.
Yes. You've absolutely got it right there. It's like when you've got leaky pipes in your home and you hire a plumber, you want a plumber who's going to fix the leaky pipes, and if he's using profanity, who cares? That's not what he's there for. And that's why all of this attempt to frame Donald Trump for touching women during the beauty pageants or whatever, it didn't go anywhere, because we're sick of political correctness, because it's become a mask for the institutional failings of the establishment. They keep us distracted with, you shouldn't use these words and you shouldn't think these thoughts, when the real issue is our nation is falling apart around us, and we have to pay attention to that now.
And I think Trump gained his street credibility when not only did he defeat his own party, the GOP, for the nomination, but then he beat the DNC and the establishment at the polls when both parties were fraudulently adding votes against him.
Yes.
It's probably one of the few times the GOP establishment was packing ballot boxes for votes for a Democratic candidate. He still beat them. And I have a feeling it's because the polls, people weren't telling the truth when they were being polled before the election. No one really wanted to say they were voting for Trump, me included. I did not tell people I was going to vote for Trump. And I'm a former liberal. But my point being, when the economy does crash, I still think I'm still going to be on the side of the Dragon Slayer. I really am. Here's the reason. We don't have any more money for me to be a liberal. We're $20 trillion dollars in debt. I can't be a liberal. There's no money left for that.
Yes.
There's none. And for my conservative friends who are disenchanted with the GOP, with Bush, Mitt Romney was the straw that broke the camel's back. That guy, Romney Care versus Obamacare,
yes.
Conservatives knew that was a fraud. That was a setup. We're not going for it. And this guy, Trump, no matter what happens to the economy, we're going to support him. It really doesn't matter. We want him to destroy the establishment. If that means the economy has to go down, let it be. And I don't say that lightly, because I know what
that
means.
I understand. It's going to be a lot of suffering and everything. And the collapse of the economy could be the beginning of the Soviet Union-style collapse of the entire U.S. establishment. And I feel sorry for Trump that he happened to be president at this particular moment in history. But then there wouldn't have been any other moment in history when he could be president. He basically came into a nation that was totally disaffected with establishment politics. Wall Street, Israel-dominated Washington, D.C., and people were looking for an outsider, and he was the outsider, and that's why he won the election. That's why I supported him. And it wasn't a question of Democrats and Republicans both stuffing the ballot boxes against Donald Trump. What we were seeing were the death throes of the narcocracy that has been a curse on this nation for the last 30 years.
I agree, and that's my last point, Michael. Is I want Hillary and Bill and George W. Bush to get fair trials, but I want them to have trials. And this idea that we cannot put a president through trial because we don't want to be like a banana republic, we have never put a president in prison before. So I think after 200 years, we can handle putting at least one in prison for lying to a war.
I agree.
Or selling secrets to China.
Yes.
Or selling basically, they sold our jobs overseas. They took money from foreign governments to win elections, and the return was to sell our manufacturing overseas and to sell us on the idea that a free market means we'll have to accept 1% growth a year from now on. They actually convinced us of it. And I, the only thing that will make me turn on Trump is if he does not give Hillary a trial and Bill. I would really like to see George W. and Cheney.
I would too. I'd like to see them, put on trial. As far as jail's concerned, I actually have a preferred punishment. These people are all money junkies, and the best way to punish a money junkie is you take away all their money, you make them poor people, you make them homeless. That is a fate worse than death or prison to a money junkie, to not have that money any longer. That's why so many of the nobility during the French Revolution, they walked up to that guillotine gladly, because life wasn't worth living without all of their wealth and pleasures.
Michael, if we had given George H.W. a trial for drug smuggling to Central America back in the late 80s, we wouldn't have had George W., and we wouldn't have had Bill Clinton.
No, we wouldn't have.
Either one of them.
The reason our nation is in the mess that it's in, and this is directed to all of you government agents who are monitoring this broadcast for various interests here. The nation is in the mess it's in right now because back during the 1980s, you did not do your job. You looked the other way when the CIA was smuggling guns down to Nicaragua and cocaine back to sell to our children. You didn't do your job when White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster was murdered and dumped in Fort Marcy Park. You just went along with the political flow here, and what we have today, our nation hovering on the edge of collapse, is all your fault because you ignored your duty and the obligations of your office.
And if anybody looks up, Googles Eugene Hassenfuss.
Yes.
And go from there. Do your own independent research. Be your own critical thinker. And go from there. It will tell you. Especially with the technology we have today, there's no way drugs can get into this country at the magnitude that they're getting in without the government helping out, without the government doing it. There's just no way. Not with all the satellites
The CIA's had a license to smuggle going all the way back to the Reagan administration and his attorney general, William French Smith, who rewrote the rules to say the CIA can be involved in drug smuggling and not have to report it to the DEA. And that's where all of this stuff came on out, Operation Screwworm out of Arkansas, and basically in a repeat of the corruption of Prohibition, these drug criminals had enough money to literally buy their way to the highest levels of the U.S. government, and they ran our nation as a personal little druggy kingdom. So forget about not being seen as a banana republic. We're already there. We're a narco republic, and we're finally got a chance to pull out of it with Donald Trump.
And in this aspect, being a banana republic, I wish we could be like a banana republic. I'm seeing Brazil have the guts. Now, well, I don't know if they're right or wrong, but they believe that they have a president that was corrupt, and they're taking it on.
Colombia put their president on trial for drug running. Unfortunately, he was acquitted, but at least the Colombian people had the courage to do that, and we the American people need to have the courage to demand that as well. And again, I still would like a further accounting for just what information went out of Hillary Clinton's private email server to foreign interests, and did those foreign interests respond in kind by donating money to the Clinton Foundation?
And that's the key, the money. I'm a former banker. Let's say we had no technology to see what's coming across the border. You can't move hundreds of billions of dollars through our banking system without the government knowing. You can't. They have algorithms that can pick apart insider trading.
They set up protected channels. Remember BCCI? That was the protected channel.
Do you remember the stock option?
I'm going to have to let you go. I'm sorry. We got to take a break for commercials, and I got a bunch of other callers waiting. We'll be right back.
Fall, my favorite time of year. cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a shout out to our on-air affiliates who rejoined our network. And I wasn't able to do the shout out a little bit earlier here. Let's go back to the phones. Bob in Las Vegas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm sure you may have, I got into the show a little late today. I'm sure you may have touched on this earlier. What is wrong with these Republicans? I mean, they're not only reprehensible, are they that stupid? I mean, this is the first point of business that they bring up is to trash this ethics office?
Well, they've already pulled back on that. They've pulled back on it because the public outcry, and even Donald Trump said, you got to be kidding, they have withdrawn that proposal now.
No, I'm aware of that, but it took Trump to come out and make that tweet and for that out backlash from the public for them to pull back, but it just tells you what these people are all about.
Well, yeah, I mean, we understand, you know, politics is a permanently enshrined criminal class here. I remember a few years ago in the aftermath of the 2008 mortgage-backed security meltdown, they wanted to pass a law specifically prohibiting members of Congress from engaging in insider trading given their access to information.
Yes.
Now,
yeah.
Technically, it's illegal for them to engage in insider trading anyway, but they felt something with more teeth was needed, and of course, Congress voted it out almost unanimously. You know, right. they want to go on basically profiting from their positions.
Well, they're all millionaires. I think 99.99% of them are millionaires thanks to their insider deals. So, you know,
hardly a representative body, is it?
No, of course not, Mike. Two other things, two other matters. You know, I find it amusing, like especially the Hillary supporters, those who are maybe in their 40s or 50s or 60s. These were the same people who had nothing but contempt for the CIA and the FBI. But now, whatever the CIA says regarding this Russia thing is gospel. Oh, it's got to be the truth. The CIA is saying it. I mean, what hypocrisy?
Well, that's what we're getting from the corporate media, but I can assure you that ordinary people in the streets, they're not buying this because they're seeing Russia hacking is the 2017 version of Saddam has nuclear weapons.
Right. Well, that's what I tell these morons on Facebook. Last thing, Mike. Oh, by the way, your previous caller, the liberal, what happened in Brazil was not good. It was a soft coup. Rousseff was, you know, she was illegally taken out of office by this, by the corrupt Brazilian Congress. So that was not, it wasn't a good thing. And then as far as, Mike, do you put much stock in the work of James Perloff?
We agree on some things. I've linked to some of his articles. Some things he has a position on, I don't agree with him.
I'm speaking about the CFR, and I'm wondering if Tillerson and some of Trump's other people are members of the CFR. I'm sure Trump isn't, but I worry about his cabinet choices if most of them. I think Tillerson is a member of the CFR, so because they tend to select people from corporate America, especially the companies like ExxonMobil, Goldman Sachs. So that worries me a little bit because these people basically give the marching orders for our foreign and defense policy. And financial matters as well.
Well, they don't give the marching orders, but they're definitely in a position to wield some influence. But I think given the current state of our economy, given the current state of all of our interventions around the world, I think anybody who's out there saying, let's invade another country, let's have another covert overthrow, that's going to be a hard sell in Washington, yeah. D.C. right now because this whole... conquer the Middle East oil nations and shackle them to the dollar plan, which was Wesley Clark blew the whistle on that back in 2005, yeah. I think it was. It's clearly failed. We're stuck in a quagmire in Afghanistan. We're stuck in a quagmire in Iraq. We're losing Syria. We've got more quagmires in Libya and Yemen. This thing was supposed to be over and done with by 2008. And our country is running out of money. It's running out of materiel to prolong these wars any further. Our latest generation of weapons are all very expensive junk. We're ill-suited to continue to project power to the rest of the world. And I think that we're probably going to see the war hawks are going to have a very tough time for the next 8 years.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, thank you so much, Mike.
All right. Thanks. We're going to let you go. Take another break. Back with more phone calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go back to the phones here, I want to make a mention about an article we have linked to whatreallyhappened.com. It's a peer-reviewed scientific paper, and the title of it is, take a deep breath, An Integrated Multiomics Analysis of the NK603 Roundup-Tolerant GM Maize Reveals Metabolism Disturbances Caused by the Transformation Process. And I included the abstract there, but basically distilling it down, it's saying something we've been saying all along. Genetically modified organisms are significantly different from the real organisms in ways that are unrelated to the original intent of the designer, mostly involving protein expression and the ingestion of proteins which are close to the ones you get from the natural food, but not exactly the same, and hence can lead to all kinds of medical issues. We're going to go back to the phones here. Francis in Vancouver, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing good.
I wanted to call you today because I want to draw your attention to and all your audience's attention to probably one of the best documentaries of 2016, and it's called Zero Days.
Absolutely.
And it tells the story of Stuxnet, but it goes way beyond what I thought the story was about. And it depicts the fact that the whole Stuxnet thing, that the whole plot backfired on the United States. And initially it was designed to be a very subtle operation, and the Israelis took it over and made it a much more crude and aggressive weapon. And they did do damage to the Iranian nuclear program for about a year and a half. But in the end, the Iranians solved the problems that were involved with it at some cost. And at the same time, they developed their own cyber weapons. And then the documentary goes on and shows how now, like, there's a fifth arm of the military. Like, there's originally there was just the Army and the Navy. And then we got an Air Force in World War One, and then we got a Space Command, and now we have the Cyber Command that's grown up out of the NSA. And it looks like by the end of the documentary, it shows this whole frightening scenario that even nuclear weapons seem to be kind of obsolete, and that the war of the future is going to be a computer war where they can basically just come in and shut down your whole country. All your water supplies, all your nuclear plants, your electric generation, everything. They can just shut the whole thing down. And there won't be anything you can do about it.
Well, here's the point you need to remember. In the case of Iran, Iran's computers that were controlling their civilian power station enrichment facility were not connected to the internet. So somebody had to walk in, somebody had to be bribed or threatened to walk on in with a flash drive and inject the virus. And that's the same reason we knew this story about Russia hacking the Vermont power station was nonsense, because critical computer networks are not allowed to be connected to the global internet for precisely that reason. Now, the other part of the Stuxnet story that a lot of people don't talk about, and they didn't go into it in what I felt was enough depth in 0 days, was that the more aggressive, more destructive version of Stuxnet broke into the wild, and it was infecting computers and PDCs all over Russia, causing all kinds of industrial damage. We know that Stuxnet was in computers surrounding Fukushima prior to the quake and tsunami. We also know that Fukushima's safety systems were built around the same Siemens PDCs that were being used in Iran, and they failed to operate correctly during this disaster. And so it's not beyond the realm of possibility that Stuxnet had accidentally infected Fukushima and compromised the safety systems that failed to operate properly when the disaster struck.
Well, I would add to that, not necessarily accidentally. There's a lot of stuff about Fukushima and the Japanese sending nuclear equipment for refining uranium-253 and to Iran. And this may have been revenge by Israel on Japan.
Well, if that were to be proven to be the case, then we're dealing here with a government that is literally willing to condemn millions of people to horrible death from radiation just to make a political point.
Well, that's the whole problem with Israel. I mean, who are these people? It's this, it's a it gets to be pretty, like, they're running everything. I don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole, but I mean, I believe Mossad, 9/11 was a Mossad coup d'etat of the United States.
Well, I have a slightly different opinion. I think the U.S. and Israel were working together on this one, and probably the biggest single foreign policy disaster of the Bush years was this idea that the U.S. could partner with Israel on something this horrendous and not have Israel turn around and blackmail the U.S. government with this information from then onward. And if you look at U.S.-Israeli relations from before 9/11, and then after 9/11, you immediately see that after 9/11, whatever Israel demanded, the U.S. would do. The U.S. stopped being an impartial arbiter of peace in the Middle East at that point. Okay?
Well, I feel that there were, Webster Tarpley is a big proponent of the whole angel is next theory. And that is that it was a full-blown coup d'etat and the neocons got control over the nuclear codes. And we basically had George W. Bush up in the air in Air Force One, and they were showing him that they had control of the U.S., and he didn't. And he spent the whole day of 9/11 in flight, running around, and he wound up in Omaha, Nebraska, at some big golf tournament birthday party with Warren Buffett and all the wealthiest people in the United States. And that whole narrative is very suspicious to me, and It's like when I was a kid growing up, you know, there was these really great movies, political thrillers, and there were movies like 7 Days in May and,
yes.
You know, Failsafe. And that whole scenario of what George W. Bush did and went through, he had three threats on his life, serious threats on his life on 9/11. And I believe that the whole U.S. government was hijacked by neocon conspirators.
Well, there's no question that while George Bush was down at the school in Sarasota and flying around to all these other places, Dick Cheney was in the heart of this whole thing up there in the Situation Room. And we have that testimony of a cabinet member that they were tracking the plane coming on in to hit the Pentagon, and somebody was doing a countdown 10 miles out, 5 miles out, and then said, did the orders still stand? And Cheney said, have you heard anything from me that says the orders are different? And nobody's really sure what he meant, but of course the plane just carried right on through, circled around, and crashed into the Pentagon, right into the offices of the accountants trying to find where that $3 trillion had vanished to.
Well, that's it. You know, it's going to be interesting. You know, this is going to be a very, what probably this last year, watching this whole campaign and Donald Trump actually going to InfoWars and being on InfoWars, I mean, that's implicitly saying something, right?
Oh, and absolutely. 2017.
And this is going to be a very interesting year because Trump is actually on the record, and I saw a really good video of this interview where Trump was saying, for example, there's $36 billion in $100 bills that was on pallets and all covered in shrink-wrapped plastic that was driven in a truck into Iran, and they also did this in Afghanistan, and they were giving out huge quantities of this money to warlords that they wanted on their side as bribes, and that the $36 billion disappeared without any accounting record. And Trump said, "This is, I spent my whole life, you know, having accountants, so that I didn't get my money stolen from me." And he says, "When I get to be president, I'm going to be calling generals on the carpet, and they're going to tell me where that money went." And I was thinking about that. I was thinking, you know, at the time it was $3 trillion. Now it's $4 or $5 trillion that's been stolen from the Pentagon.
Nobody's really sure that's what those accountants were supposed to be doing. The good news is I'm convinced 2017 is going to be the year of the rise of the independent media. The corporate media is self-destructing right now because all they can do is continue to lie, and each new lie is just another nail in their corporate media coffin. And so from this point forward, we have an American people who are now saying, oh, so they weren't really tinfoil hat, wacko conspiracy kooks. They were really onto something, and now they're going to be saying, I want to know what happened to Vince Foster. I want to know what was going on in Arkansas in the 1980s and why so much cocaine was flowing into this country without any control. I want to know what Gary Webb had uncovered and so forth and so on. And we're going to have a very receptive audience to start basically going back and telling the history of the United States for the last 25 years as it really happened, not as the corporate media would like you to think.
That's it. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, Donald Trump, I last time I called you, I was a bit upset because I was afraid that Bolton was going to be Secretary of State. And Trump has done everything right here. And
yes.
It's going to be an interesting year. I got a lot of hope this year, and I hope things are straightened out.
Well, it's going to be a long, long path here. And as I was saying, even before the election happened, Donald Trump winning the presidency is not the end of our work. It is the beginning. And he's facing an adversarial Congress. He's facing an openly hostile corporate media. And the only way Donald Trump is going to be able to bring about the changes we want is that we, the American people, who are, after all, the highest authority in the land, we're going to have to stand shoulder to shoulder with President Trump and glare through those windows into the offices of the representatives and senators and say, look, you work for us. You don't work for Israel. You don't work for Big Pharma. You don't work for the military-industrial complex. You work for us. And the instant you forget that, we will do to you what we did to Hillary Clinton. And all the election fraud in the nation is not going to save you, especially if we can succeed in getting a new election system put in sometime in the next 2 years. And that's going to be my top goal.
Hey, did you see what Trump did on New Year's Eve? He kicked a Koch brother right off Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I absolutely love that. That's sending a signal. That is definitely sending a signal.
Well, have a good day, Mike. Thanks a lot for the radio show.
Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here, and the other caller just dropped here. We're getting some more updates about that earthquake down in Fiji. They've declared a tsunami watch for coasts within 300 kilometers of Fiji. Again, no tsunami threat here in Hawaii. Of course, Claire and I live up on the top of this hill, so it would take a heck of a tsunami to get to us here. And let's see. Obama is basically running around. It's being described as his FU tour, settling scores with Netanyahu, with members of the GOP, with the American people who refuse to vote in Hillary Clinton. Now, getting on over to China and getting on past this nonsense about North Korea and China, because North Korea makes a lot of threats, but I sort of see myself with Donald Trump. It's not going to happen. North Korea, maybe many things. It's not suicidal. Chinese President Xi Jinping has praised a group of middle school students for their work in satellite design, pleased with their passion and bravery in scientific exploration. These middle school kids designed a satellite that was launched last Wednesday. Now, it's been a while since I've heard of American public school students designing satellites. I do remember there were the CubeSats. There was the Getaway Special during the shuttle program, where you could do things like send up tomato seeds and whatnot. But this is how you build for the future. You teach your young people how to think, how to engineer, how to solve problems. Those are skills that are a significant threat to the U.S. federal government and the corporate media. They don't want the kids thinking. They don't want them able to analyze. They just want them to believe as they are told to believe. Believe your government is the best. Believe the corporate media tells you the truth. Believe humans are warming the planet. Believe that vaccines are safe and necessary. Believe GMO is okay. The problem that we have here in the United States of America is the narcocracy has not been running this nation as a nation, but as a religion. It's all based on belief. The liberals' belief that they are making a better world no matter what they do, so anything that they do is okay. They're a lot like the Scientologists in that, which is why I call them the liberalologists, the Church of Liberalology. And by the way, Lee Remini is still continuing her series on Scientology, and that is also something you need to program the DVR to grab. This one's a little out there. If you're a Catholic, plug your ears for a while here. Apparently, an Italian priest is being investigated for organizing orgies in his rectory and apparently pimping out 15 of his lovers. Catholic Father Andrea Compton, a parish priest in the city of Padua, is under police investigation on suspicion of living off immoral earnings. And he's probably saying, hey, Pope Alexander VI did this in the Vatican. What's all the noise and everything going on here? So it is rather entertaining here. Okay, let's see. Britain is starting to get very, very tense over the Brexit because the March 31st deadline is the original deadline for Britain to be leaving the European Union. And the Remain people are still trying to find some way to delay it, to halt it. We now know that Theresa May has said Parliament does not get this. We're going to go with the will of the people. And now they're actually talking about the possibility of a civil war between those who want to leave the European Union and those who want to enslave Great Britain to the European Union. Now, I think, given the degree of fraud and fakery in the polls and in the Brexit election itself, I think the number of people who are going to be picking up arms on the side of Remain are actually quite small. So I'm not that concerned about it. Will there be staged and organized riots to try and sway it? Maybe. So, Now, not too long ago, we showed this video where these scientists in Korea, South Korea, had built what appears to be one of the armored battle suits from the movie Avatar. And it's quite amazing to see. And everybody said, oh, the fans are going to love it. Turns out they actually have a practical application for this. And you'll be very surprised to find out what it is, which I'm going to share with you after we come back from these words from our sponsors. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. Tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our first show of the year 2017 here. And as I mentioned before the commercial break, a week or so ago, we put up this video of these scientists who had built this 13-foot-tall mech suit. And the closest analog that I can think of is the armored suits that you saw in the movie Avatar, which is still my all-time favorite film. And it's going to be a big hit at the science fiction conventions. It turns out they had a purpose of building this thing. It's being designed to help with the cleanup at Fukushima, to allow an operator to sit in the cab with radiation protection around them, walk on in over very uneven surfaces, and pick up and move radioactive debris. Because they've had a problem with the robots they're sending in there, where they're not properly shielded, and the electronics suffer all kinds of failures because of the intense radiation. So that's what they were actually building this thing for. It wasn't just to look at what we can do and show off. So that was pretty impressive right there. Now then, let's see. The Department of Homeland Security has released the border numbers for 2016. They apprehended 530,000, which isn't very much when you consider there's probably 20 million illegal immigrants in Los Angeles County alone. So they're not getting very many of them. They are tracking 59,757 unaccompanied children. And they're all just pouring in here, just like in Germany. They cannot find work. They're piling onto the social systems, straining the already strained economies of these various states. And still George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama think this is all really good stuff. We're going to have all kinds of good stuff with this thing. Now then, member just posted this article, interview with Douglas Valentine, saying the same thing I just got done saying. The CIA as organized crime. And that's not really too difficult a reach to make when you consider how many people have been in both the CIA and organized crime. A good example, of course, would be Jack Ruby, who got the very unfortunate task of having to cowboy Lee Harvey Oswald in the basement of the Dallas Police Department building when they failed to kill him at the Texas movie theater. And Jack Ruby, his full name's Jack Rubenstein, was not only CIA, he was a bagman for the mob. So there's a lot of overlap. CIA is just the mafia wrapped in the American flag. So, apparently the German Interior Minister wants the federal departure centers to ease deportations. Really, they're not a problem. We should just keep them in here. Now the Orkney Islands are talking about exiting Great Britain and Scotland and becoming their own independent nation. I think this is a healthy trend. I'm opposed to the one world government, global government. I think lots and lots of little tiny nations, self-sufficient, is what serves human civilization best. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here. I got to do Jim Goddard's show up in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, you are all part of the independent media. Take what you learn here. Share it with everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.